League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's go tonight on the wheels and on the heels of the wheelhouse. We are set to do some great soccer talk here for the next 2 hours. Andrew Carlson continuing on as producer extraordinaire. We welcome you into the show here. Hope you had a good Labor Day weekend. Man, I was driving in. I heard the promo from Patrick Creighton, Andrew, calling the Astros fans spoiled. I guess they kind of are, right? So leave Dusty alone, by the way, Astros fan. All right, welcome everybody. Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 is always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Your humble servant, Glenn Davis, here. All right, we've been going nonstop since yesterday, and Soccer Matters, at Soccer Matters GD, we broke the news of Paulo Nagamura being relieved from his duties. Jimmy Nielsen, also the assistant coach, goes with him. So does Chris Martinez. Nobody likes hearing people lose their job, me specifically. I know those guys put all sweat equity into trying to help turn this thing around. I can assure you of that. And I'll tell you a little bit about some of my dealings with Paulo Nagamura tonight. But that news broke. And as promised, we will have Pat Onstad tonight. He's going to be on for the entire second hour. He's going to do three segments with me. And we're really looking forward to having him on tonight. And here we're going all things Dynamo here. You know how I do interviews. We're not going soft. We're asking Pat the real hard questions. He does not have a hard time answering those either, as you know. So 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. I want to take your calls here tonight on anything. Houston Dynamo, Champions League. Do you think it was time for Paulo Nagamura to go? I hear a lot of mixed. I do read what a lot of people say. It's very easy to zero in simply on a coach. We'll talk about that. Again, 713-780-3776. We stream at ESPN 975. So let's 975.com. Let's hear from you tonight. And what do you make of the decision? Now, I can tell you, I'm the one media member who spoke to Paulo probably more than anybody because I would get him on. Well, yeah, definitely more than anybody because I would get him on a phone privately before games. And what I can tell you about him is he was very passionate. He was exceptionally fiery when it came to the work ethic. And he was definitely better on a phone in a conversation, in my opinion, Paulo, than in press conferences. Yet he was still very guarded. And you know what? I can understand that in year one. I think you can understand that. By the way, with five games to go, Kenny Bundy of Dynamo 2 will take over the interim reins. We know Dynamo 2 has qualified for the playoffs. I know a lot of us focus on that because of the winning aspect. What I focus on, how many guys are going to the first team? And this is remarkable that in this city we've only had one, Memo Rodriguez, and he played with the Houstonians as well. I mean, let's face it. That right there is a monster problem. That is cheap labor on MLS rosters, and we have not taken advantage of that. But there's a lot of reasons for that. Past leadership, past ownership has not passed the test. It's been a lot of smoke and mirrors, and I'm pulling for Ted Siegel and this group to turn it around. I'm going to take a quick question here from Alex, who joins us. Alex, you're on Soccer Matters, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. What's up?
Hey, Glenn. Appreciate the show as always. I know the hot topic is the situation with Paulo. So I wanted to ask you, I know the approach at the beginning of last season when he was hired was collaborative. Do you think we'll see an about face with them trying to bring in a more established coach, or do you think they're still going to continue with maybe bringing in an assistant coach, someone that can work a little closer to Pat? Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Alex. Very good question. Look, the last two coaches have never had Major League Soccer experience as a head coach. Tab Ramos, Paulo Nagamura. Doesn't mean they couldn't make good MLS coaches down the road. I think it's a very difficult job to step into in year one. I heard on good sources that Paulo initially was not the first or second choice. That came back to me. I didn't ask for it. It came to me. Lots of things come to me. So you would think from that deduction that you're going to try to get an experienced coach. Now, the question is, how do you find that in MLS? That's not easy. You got to understand, this is not easy. Alice Cooper, the rock and roll musician, puts on one of the greatest live shows ever. And when you go to one of his shows, and you may not be a rock and roll fan of Alice Cooper, he had a very famous quote. Because Alice Cooper only goes for A-category musicians who make up and comprise his touring band. Okay? And he said, I only go and pick musicians. There's three categories, A, B, and C. I only pick A category musicians. How do you get an A category coach to Houston? It's going to take a lot of money. How do you pry him away from another team? It's going to take a lot of money. So this is not easy. Now, I bring in La Liga and I bring in Liga MX coaches. And these are all questions we're going to ask the Dynamo general manager, Pat Onstad, tonight. And you've heard him on the show before. He's always very candid and open. So we will get it straight from him tonight in our number two. I think at this point you have to go more experience. Do you look up the road? Do you look up the road at Davey Arno, who was once an assistant here, was once an interim coach? Davey Arno at Austin FC. They've got a really distinct playing style. He's been under Josh Wolf. Would you make that overture? Would you try to bring him back as a head coach? Think about that for a minute, because if you remember last year and Austin FC was playing, even though they were losing a lot of games and people were calling for the head of Josh Wolf, I observed very clearly that he had principles of play out there and a purpose of play. And they were very good at moving the ball forward and getting into the attacking third. And that with differing players or additions, Maxi Arruti comes to mind, right? Remember him in Houston? Flared out? Yeah, he's got 10 goals up there right now because he's got the right guys around him. We did not improve that support staff around a striker in Sebas Ferreira. So I don't know what Pat is going to say in our number two, but we are going to ask him about what the plan is. Yes, and I think the other thing we have to certainly bring into play here is, you know, the blueprint of the team was pretty much set. The collaborative with him, Asher Mendelson, and Paulo. Well, you know, you got to go get players. Are you going to wait for a coach again? It's kind of the same scenario as we were in before. So I think there's a lot of really challenging and interesting things to talk about tonight. 713-780-3776. Okay, we also had the Champions League today. So let's get a few Champions League updates here. Let's go. Dinamo Zagreb was under heavy pressure from Chelsea. Hit him on the counterattack. Here's what it sounded like. Mislav Orsic.
Straight to the Austrian Ljubicic. Good header on by Tekovic. And now Orsic is away. Has he got the pace to get through? Yes, he has. And he scores. Brilliantly taken by Mislav Orsic.
What a result for Dinamo Zagreb. I love it. I love the Champions League. It's just anything can happen. All right, Borussia Dortmund today. Oh, it's a rough day for Danish inspirations, modern contemporary furniture, and Jan Christensen, Andrew. Dortmund, couple Gio Reyna assists. That's good for our national team heading into the World Cup. Big beatdown on FC Copenhagen 3-0. Let's go to The second goal here from Raphael.
Schlotterbeck here for Royce. Royce holds up Zeka. It's Guerrero on here for Reina. Guerrero! And Dortmund's money doubled.
All right, Gio Reyna with the assist there. He'll get another assist on the third goal. This one scored by Dortmund's Jude Bellingham.
Schlotterbeck, Moukoko, Bellingham. Now Reyna, Bellingham! And that is the game put to bed for Borussia Dortmund.
Tell you what I like hearing here is that name Reyna in there, because that is critical that he's getting healthy heading into the World Cup. All right, now, if you're Erling Haaland, you score both in the Premier League and you score in the Champions League. Manchester City today dismantles Sevilla. So Premier League whips Sevilla in La Liga 4-0. Here's the game-winning goal from Erling Haaland, the first in the game.
Cancelo. Foden. Now on to De Bruyne. De Bruyne! And there is Erling Haaland. The goal monster takes his first Champions League bite of the season.
I like that, the goal monster. How about that? He gets another one to make it 3-0. Erling Haaland again.
Haaland. Getting away from Acuna. Foden. Haaland wanted it back again. Still Foden. Might come back to Haaland. Inevitable. A second goal for Erling Haaland.
Yeah, that's going to be the word of the day, I think, on Sesame Street. Inevitable. Because this guy, I mean, it's amazing how many Premier League pundits, commentators, ex-players said, well, you know, we'll take him a little bit of time. And like I said on the last show, it is scary that he hasn't fully really been deep into the Premier League yet, and that he's going to have to play against deeper defending teams. And he's already got 10 Premier League goals. I think it's now obviously a pair. By the way, poor Sevilla. Taking real lumps in a matter of a couple days. Barcelona smacked them down 3-0 on the weekend in league play, and then they lose 4-0 to Man City. So that's what we got there. Okay, one of the big attractions was PSG against Juventus today. That's Mbappe. It's all that star power. It's Neymar. It's Lionel Messi. PSG goes up 1-0. Mbappe.
Scooped into the area to Mbappe! What a start! 5 minutes gone, and Kylian Mbappe announces his presence at the Parc des Princes.
Hey, we had an American announcer on that call there. That's something different. 2-0, Mbappe again.
Verratti. Oh, he sends it to Danilo. The wrong way. Lovely football again! He's done it twice! Kylian Mbappe, unstoppable in Paris.
Twice is nice. Ah, but guess who pulls one back for Juventus? More good news for our U.S. national team. How about this one from Weston McKennie?
Kostic. Passed in back. Oh. Good delivery. McKennie! The American pulls one back. Off the bench and onto the score sheet. Weston McKennie's made a game of it.
It's kind of funny how we always have to say it's an American, right? We can't just say, what a damn good soccer player. We always have to kind of, you know, well, there's nothing wrong with that. He is an American, so. And he's going to be a big part of the U.S. World Cup team. So it's great to see in Champions League Gio Reyna, Weston McKennie, making some real things happen here. Now, Celtic Park, Real Madrid went there today. And a guy we haven't talked about probably for quite some time due to injury, Eden Hazard gets one. Here's what it sounded like for Real Madrid.
Kostic. Austin back. Good delivery.
We had a little blip there.
I think that's the wrong call there. I'm not sure what happens.
Okay. Well, you know what we'll do since it's a comedic moment right now, Andrew? We are going to play Chicharito to go for a 3-2 lead for the Galaxy, who need playoff points. Now, I don't know if any of you have seen this. If you haven't, you have to go to MLSsoccer.com. Chicharito goes up to take a penalty to get the full 3 points for the Galaxy, who are in a very, very big fight to get into the playoffs, right? He decides to try the Panenka, which is basically a little dinky chip down the middle. The goalkeeper does not even move. It goes right into his hands slowly. And now I wouldn't do this as a play-by-play man on a game myself, But this maybe is why sometimes it's fun to listen to Latin commentators. Listen to the commentators on this after this embarrassing panenka from Chicharito.
Chicharito por el hat-trick. Javier Chicharito Hernandez va por su hat-trick. ¡Chicharo! ¡Oh, no lo puedo creer! ¡No lo puedo creer!
Unbelievable. I mean, if an American announcer did that, that's the last game you're calling. Slightly disrespectful. On the other hand, it's pretty funny. As long as their network has their back, I guess. All right, Andrew Carson is a little quiet today. You know why. I know why. We'll talk a little bit about Arsenal and Manchester United when we come back. I'm going to put in context the Paulo Nakamura situation as well, because I think a lot of you are focused strictly on a coach. This is more than a singular coach in that man. It's a lot more than that. This is Tumble and Dice. As we go to break here, how about a quick word here? For one of our newest sponsors, and we go down to Cobos in Edo. Shadows of PNC Stadium, Minute Maid, Cobos, owned by H-Town Proud's Raul Jacobo. They're bringing food up next week, by the way, Andrew. Just want to let you know that. And this will put a smile on your face, no matter what Arsenal does. Great open space down there. It's clean as a whistle. It's going to be the place to watch World Cup 2022. We'll talk food and drink down there, yeah? The best in smoked barbecue quesadillas, birria quesadillas, smoked pork belly, cocktails, large beer selection. One thing I noticed, their monitors are absolutely crystal clear. Sometimes you go places, they're not on, they're fuzzy, crystal clear. Dynamo Dash, Astros, Rockets, Texans, great food, great libation. It's Cobos in Edo. Right now, caller number 4, 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets. Houston Dynamo Sporting Kansas City.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Little Ramones here. We're thinking of the Bowery in New York City. Famous CBGB. Max's Kansas City. All these bands got their starts there. We're always thankful to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsors. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they'll handle your case. You get in a car, boat, motorcycle accident. You've heard me talk about the Daspit Law Firm before. They're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. You give them a call at 713-322-HURT, bilingual. And don't forget, they have offices also in Austin and across Texas and New Mexico. Daspit Law Firm, passionately pursuing justice for the injured. And, of course, John Daspit is a big soccer fan. I know he likes Chelsea, and I know he likes the Houston Dynamo. So John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, we thank them for everything that they do. A couple of tweets I just want to get out here. You know, there has been so much reaction here. Michael says, Brian Veracruz says, thoughts on our DP captain who was injured. Out partying at a concert instead of traveling with the team. I guess he's talking about Hector Herrera. Look, he wasn't going to play on artificial surface. He's got a World Cup. Maybe not a good look, but look, these guys have to have a little time on their own. And if somebody snaps a picture of him and maybe changes it into something outrageous on social media, I'm not sure I'm buying that. Michael Leshner says, what about Sarah Loudon as... I don't know if he means the coach of the Dynamo. The Dash balled out under her guidance this season, and it seemed they responded. She's already in the system. Yeah, I don't think Sarah wanted to be a coach in the NWSL as a head coach. That's why they brought in one Carlos Amoros. By the way, they play Angel City on Sunday. We'll give some of those tickets away. So, I think, Michael, you need experience. And you're talking about somebody who's in the NWSL turning over to Major League Soccer. That's a little bit of a different challenge and a different animal. Let's see. There's a lot of different takes on here. You know, there were quite a few people who said, too early. Why with five games less? We're going to ask Pat Onstad that. No question tonight here on the program about the firing. You know, I want to just say relieved of his duties, but look, it's firing, okay? And, you know, if Andrew wants to fire me tonight, we're not going to say I was relieved of my duties. I was fired, okay? So let's not beat around the bush on that kind of thing. It really has been a real mixed bag. A lot of people were like, no, I should get a second year. I think the big thing for me was not being closer to the playoff line, too many lost games in latter stages. And I think also you have to really bring in here that I did not see a purpose of play coming out. I did not see anything identifying for the Dynamo. And look, if we're really being honest, the LAFC game, if not for Steve Clark, I mean, let's truly be honest here. That 10-minute period where he came up with a couple of saves, Parker kicked one off the line. I'm not taking away anything from anybody, but you had to squeeze every ounce of sweat equity out of that team, get an unbelievable goalkeeping experience. I mean, this was not a dominant win by any means. 713-780-3776. It was a great win, though. I'll tell you that. I want more of that. I think we all want more of that. 713-780-3776. Jeffrey, what do you have to say tonight?
Hey, Glenn, how's it going?
Good, Jeffrey. Thank you.
Love your show.
Thank you.
But I was thinking about something. I realized that, you know, we had the LAFC win that was very surprising to everybody. And I wonder if maybe that was part of the reason in the decision-making of letting Paulo go, especially with... In my opinion, I think it maybe made leadership realize that our roster is actually better than what our results were showing. So maybe that was the reason why.
I'm not sure I'm getting you here. Why would a win over LAFC be... Oh, because it wasn't tagged with something better here and this loss in the next game in Seattle when you had a lead?
Right, well, it would show, in my opinion, it would show that if we were consistently losing all the games, right, then it will show that maybe it is the roster, not so much the coaching.
Ah, I see. Okay.
But if we're able to get a win with this roster that we have against the number one hitting team in the West, then maybe it's not so much the roster, but also the responsibility that can fall into the coach as well. So maybe that could make a point in realizing and proving that our roster is not as bad, that yes, they were right, it should have been more competitive. And I guess more of the responsibility can fall on the coach as well as the quality of players that we have.
Jeffrey, thank you for that. I don't think there's any question. They would have hoped that Paulo Nagamura got more out of this roster. So it's good stuff from Jeffrey there. But I'm going to tell you don't get the best out of Hector Herrera and Sebas Ferreira without making two more significant attacking signings. I'm really, really firm on that. I know that can't happen overnight. I mean, what are you going to do? You got to create a window for a designated player. Heck, you could potentially trade a teenage Hadabe. Maybe Ethan Bartlow's ready to play as a center back. Maybe it's Hadabe. Maybe it's Hadabe, Parker. I mean, maybe it's Parker, Bartlow, and Steris. Because you're going to have to open up a designated player spot if you want to get in an attacking fulcrum. You want to get a Sebastian Driussi. You want to get somebody that is that person that you play through, that person that Hector Herrera is seeking out when he wins the ball. No question. So it's really going to be fascinating to see not only how you get a new coach in, you're going to have to likely make moves, and we're going to ask Pat Onstad this, all this stuff. You're going to have to likely make moves without a new coach in place. And how are you going to get that coach? Where is he going to come from? Where are you going to get an experienced coach? All right, let's go to Herman. Herman, what do you have?
Hey, Glenn, how's it going?
Good, Herman. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm one of the co-hosts for one of the Houston Dynamo podcasts. And if you can imagine, the Paulo in, Paulo out debate was hot these past few weeks. And personally, I was Paulo out myself, but I started optimistic. You know, the season started out well. We got our first away win in a long time. But as the season went on and we went into that drought, you know, it was very tough because, in my opinion, even though the roster is not where it needs to be, we still had cornerstones where a coach can produce better standing than where we're currently at. You know, we all agree on that. The thing that set it for me over the edge was when you sign a player like Ache, you throw away the premise that this is a rebuild because the man has 2-3 years left of quality, and you don't have time to rebuild this properly. You need to speed it up, and that's why I'm in agreement with you that we need an experienced coach that can come in here, restore some order, and get the best out of the squad we have and some of the new players that I suspect will come after the turnover this offseason. And lastly, I just want to say thank you for giving the sport a show on prime time and for covering the sport and for how long you've done it. I've been a big fan of the show since the Robertson days, and I've actually won a couple of tickets on the radio throughout the year, so thank you so much for that, and thank you for the opportunity.
Say, Herman, don't go. I want to say two things to you. First of all, I'd like to bring you in here sometime in studio and sit in on a panel with me and talk Dynamo because you're obviously very educated on the game. So, number one, thanks for that. And number two, give a shout-out to your podcast.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. I've actually said hi to you this season, and you've been very, very friendly. And thank you so much for that. I would be more than happy to join you in studio. The podcast, what we do, we specialize in two things. We have post-game reactions on Twitter Spaces because me and my co-host, Old Soccer Guy, yep. we noticed that all the Houston teams had Twitter Spaces except the Dynamo, so we started that up, and now a couple of our friends run it. And the other thing we do is we interview opposing teams' podcasts to get to know the opponent.
Okay,
prior to our
excellent.
Podcast.
What's the name of it, Herman? Because I want to keep this flowing tonight. What's the name of it?
My apologies. Dynalytics. Dynalytics
podcast. Oh, Dynalytics. Okay, very good. Herman, you're a good man. We'll bring you up here. Great job. I like the idea of post-game reaction from fans. I wish we had a post-game show on the radio and all and get that. So great stuff there. Thank you so much for that. So great there from Herman. Look, you got to get more pieces. And you can't chop Ache up into three different things, and one day you want him to attack more, the next day you want him to play as an eight, the next day as a six. You got to solidify what his role is to get the best out of him, and that's only going to come and crystallize if you sign some better players in front of him. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. 713-780-3776. I make this example, and I'm not doing this to, this is just soccer talk here. Not everything I says that I say, man, I'm having a hard time talking tonight. I really am. Not everything that I talk about and bring out on this show doesn't mean it's right. It's simply my opinion, okay? But I do have a little institutional knowledge. And I would say that when you look at, let's say, that there are a lot of really eerie similarities. Losing games late. Team hasn't made the playoffs but once since 2013. The other one is simply when you begin to look at, you know, last year. Here's one. Maxi Arruti broke out of the gates. We were saying the same thing this year about Sebas Ferreira, about being an efficient finisher, not getting a lot of chances but taking goals of quality. And then you compare that to Maxi Arruti. Same thing last year. Limited chances, efficient. Okay? on the Austin Soccer Matters version presented by Daspit Law Firm. I go on the air and go, guess what? You get a Rudy with this supporting cast, Driussi, Fagundes, he will be a 10-plus goal scorer for you. He's got 10 right now. He'll probably get 12. You're getting the best out of him because of what surrounds him. We bring in Sebas. We replace a Rudy with Sebas, but we have the same cast of characters in wide areas. And I'm not saying they're not good soccer players. They are incredible hard workers, but they are not consistent. Ferreira has not had a lot of chances. Not as many as he should have, especially if you spent that kind of money on him. So that's why I say you got to get a legit 90-minute playmaker. You can't half it with Darwin Quintero. And you got to ultimately get a top-end wide guy. Nelson Quiñones could be a good project for the future. I like him. I think it's a good signing. There's lots of possibility and hope. But you got to get somebody legit that can come in right away and play. Sean, stay with us. We'll get to you in a minute. All right, right now, let's do a four-pack. Angel City is coming in the NWSL to take on the Houston Dash this Sunday. So we're going to give a four-pack away. Not yet, though, because first we're going to remind people that this show is presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. All right, four-pack to Angel City's visit here to Houston to take on the Houston Dash. That's Sunday. Caller number three, you get a four-pack of tickets to that match. We'll take a break. When we come back, Sean will start it off. I mean she was steaming.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks!
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Andrew Carlson knows his music. So I said to Andrew, you come back with your song of choice. He picks Creedence. Wow. That's big. That's big. So this is a young guy, right? He knows where good music lies. Remember, they were making it not to make money back then, right?
Look, this is timeless music, Glenn. At least in my opinion, this is the stuff
no
that
question,
is timeless.
No question. No question. Got to have this in your vinyl collection or on your phone. You got to have it. It's just like Stones, Zeppelin. They better be in there. You know, there's so many great bands. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters. Here, a couple of quick things here. All right, I want this to sound positive and not negative. So, a couple things here. Well, first of all, let's talk about the Houston Dash. They're going to be playing against Angel City on Sunday. That's a game that's on AT&T Sportsnet. That's an important game because Angel City's outside the playoff picture in seventh right now. With a win, they pull within 1 point of the Houston Dash, who's in second on 29. I mean, there is a logjam here. This Dash team has to make the playoffs. It's talented. It's got a young, passionate coach now in Juan Carlos Amorosh. They just brought in a GM, Alex Singer, who's a former player here today. But here's what I'm upset about, and I'm really upset about this. Where are you, Houston Dash fan? Okay? Where are you? There's work to do there when it comes to relevancy and attendance. I just offered up a four-pack of tickets. We didn't get a single phone call. So, Dash fan, I don't know where you are. I don't know if it's a small, inclusive club. It's got to get opened up. We got to get the team out in the public, and there's no reason why we should be giving a four-pack of tickets away to the quality of these players that are international soccer players that you can go see up close and personal at PNC Stadium. Quality is excellent. The entertainment value of this team has improved exponentially. So, you know, that kind of pains me. I was sad because I'm looking at the board here, and I want to see somebody grab these tickets. And, you know, they're not there. All right, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Sean, what do you have on Paulo Nagamura?
So real quick, Pablo Nagamura, I think the one thing that got him canned faster than anything else is the fact that he did not play the youth. How do you have Palomino sitting on the bench late in matches when you have a guy that can hit a free kick better than anybody on this team, maybe barring Quintero right now? How do you not play that guy? Second, attacking midfielder is an absolute must this offseason. You said it. I'm going to echo the same sentiment, obviously. Third, center backs. We got to get better play from the center backs. I think Parker and Bartlow showed you a couple of matches ago what they can do together. But throwing teenage out there again, you know, last match obviously didn't work real great. Finally, last thing I got for you, Glenn, is a shout out to my Surgeon boys from the Surgeon Supporters Group. Let's go.
All right. Thank you so much. That's a great take like there. I like that take. We need that. Come in, volley a few things off me. Well, first of all, because you're a good set piece taker, okay, yeah, maybe you bring on a Marcelo Palomino late in games. Yeah, I mean, the real question here is why hasn't he made it to the first team? Well, maybe he's not deserving of being there. Paulo Nagamura told me he was low on the depth chart for midfielders to get into the first team. By the way, if center backs are having problems, there's generally something going wrong in front of them as well. So you can't just blame it on them. Yes, teenage made a big, big mistake. Daniel Starris gave two balls away right in the beginning of the game. That was scary, right? And then he scored the goal in that 2-1 loss. But you also have to remember, you as center backs are only as good as the three in front of you in midfield and what's happening in front of you. So I think we have to look and we have to say, is Hector Herrera, is Matias Vera, and a Memo Rodriguez or a Coco Carrasquilla, is that a good enough midfield to compete in Major League Soccer? I ask you, is Herrera and Carrasquilla too similar? Have we not had enough time to see it out? I'm going to tell you that with Memo and Darwin, as much as Memo runs and works, and he works, that doesn't necessarily mean you're defending well. So I think there's a lot of things that kind of play off each other here. And one of the things I'm going to ask Pat Onstad is about the mentality of the players on this roster. So many of them have been beaten down without playoffs, without enough success. And has that become ingrained? And is that something subliminally that's bothering this team? Because it's consistent. And they're talented players. Maybe people need a change of scenery. I don't know. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. And by the way, just because somebody's playing well on Dynamo 2, that doesn't guarantee you're going to go to the Major League Soccer team and get called up. That doesn't guarantee you anything. That is not how it works. You hope to catch the eye of the first team coach. That's one of the things as a prerequisite you have to do in order to get up to the first team. But just because you're playing good with Dynamo 2 and you're making Dynamo 2 playoffs, that doesn't guarantee you anything for the first team. How many of these guys do we really think are going to make it through? And I don't want to be Debbie Downer here. I mean, I love the ambition of these guys. I like watching them. They're getting in the playoffs. They should be optimistic. They've been coached well by Kenny Bundy. But I would also say, let's be realistic. Right? You got to be realistic. And there should be more coming through the pipeline, and I think that will happen in the future. Look, at your best prospect right now is Brooklyn Reigns, and he got a baptism by fire against Seattle in Seattle. No question. But athletically, maturity, his age, the amount of time now you have to accelerate his development, and you know what? You can't take a risk with a lot of young players in a lot of cases when your team is not making the playoffs. Maybe you can. So I think you got to get that in a little bit of context, Dynamo fan. You don't have the mechanism just to bring six guys up from Dynamo 2 and play for the first team also. And they certainly have to be deserving. Just playing well at Dynamo 2 doesn't guarantee you anything. Alex, what do you have?
Hey, Glenn. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes.
I wanted to echo one of your earlier callers, man. I've been listening to you since I was like 17 years old. Wow. And delivering pizzas, and I'm getting up there now. I just want to say thanks for constantly flying the flag for, soccer in the city and you know, you were one of the first voices talking about the game on the radio that I ever heard, and you were the only one for a long time. So thanks for all you do, and I hope with what goes on with the MLS shakeup and Apple TV and all that, that you find something and that they keep you around and have something for you, because it would be a real shame to lose you. And I just wanted to say I really appreciate everything that you've done and that you do. So
well, that's
thank you for that.
Very kind of you, Alex. You as an old man now, and you know, I guess you're an old man now. I don't know what that makes me, but that's great, Alex. Thank you for that. Very kind.
An older man, but like a fine wine, you're aging very well.
Well, I'm trying my best.
I was calling to talk about Nagamura's firing, and I missed. I just jumped in the car and I missed you know, the first half of the show. But I will say that I was not on the Naga out train on the internet, and I kind of wanted to give him more time, but I don't necessarily disagree with the firing either. I think it's a bold move. I think it's a move that ultimately, you know, it's probably better to rip the Band-Aid off if internally things weren't going the direction that they hoped they would. He was an inexperienced hire. That really troubled me as it related to him is it seems like some players were getting worse under him, and the giving away games when you have leads, you know, we've done better on the road than we have in, I feel like, a decade this year. But, you know, there were a lot of opportunities to get a lot more points both home and away with leads where we blew it. And then you want to talk about player utilization. You talked a little bit about Hector Herrera and us not knowing what his best position is on this team. And ultimately, Nagamura gets paid to make those decisions. And if we're not putting the pieces in the right order, I think we would all admit that perhaps the pieces aren't the best or of the highest quality. But if you're not getting the most out of what you have, which I definitely would say he was not, then, you know, maybe it makes sense, especially with him being such an inexperienced hire to begin
yeah.
with.
Yeah, counterpoint is this, Alex. Counterpoint is this. Number one, it's a new manager, so you have to expect him to make mistakes. Number two, you know, look, every year we've been trying to squeeze as much out of a roster as we possibly can, right? I mean, we didn't even have a technical director before Ted Siegel came here. We didn't have another set of eyes around Matt Jordan. Okay, we didn't have anybody. That was a position that Ted Siegel has created. We weren't going for it in these past years under past ownership. We weren't trying to win. Come on, let's be honest here. We really weren't. I'm not saying the players and coaches aren't. But were we really, as an organization, trying to win? Were we trying to win MLS Cups? Why didn't we have these positions? Why did it take so long for us to get a reserve team? Why did we dance with Rio Grande Valley and try to pawn that off as a great setup for us in player development? Come on. You know, I just, we have to put this stuff in context. We really do. And yes, I think you made a very astute statement there. It's kind of like, yeah, should you or shouldn't you have with Paulo? Okay, that's where you got to trust the general manager, Pat Onstad. We'll ask him about it. But, you know, at some point we're never going to get healthy unless we bottom out and hit the bottom and decide that, you know, look, the context of the past, it's over. We don't want to dwell on it. But it also has a lot of repercussions with a lot of non-soccer people that screwed around with a soccer team making decisions that they thought they could make out of ego, who have never played soccer, who aren't passionate about it, and you're paying the consequence for it. And now we're trying to turn it into a team that is a balance between being a football club and a commercial club, because we know all sports teams have to be commercial. Ted Siegel doesn't want to lose money. He also doesn't want to lose. He wants to win. So we'll see where it goes. Alex, thank you very much for that. Let's go to Jose. Jose.
Yes, hello, Ben. I just wanted to make a few comments about Paulo Nagamura.
Go for it.
Last year, he was, you know, he was chosen as our head coach, and I was genuinely surprised, you know. But, you know, they sold him as a, you know, a developing players and stuff and all that. But he had a losing track record. But that, to me, doesn't mean anything, because you look at LAFC, and you had Steve Cherundolo in charge of Las Vegas, and look where he has them. But the problem with this is that the team just didn't make enough changes. It's not all in Paulo Nagamura's fault. You know, at the end of the day, it was Pat Onstad that made this decision, that made him his guy. So if anything, I'm looking at Pat and, you know, asking him, like, why did he choose him if he was not going to get even a full season, you know, because he did not really make many moves until he got a coach. So well, it's like now well, we have to go back to square one.
Jose, I think you're bringing up a great point. I think they thought they made enough moves to get themselves in a position to compete for the playoffs. These are high-risk positions that Pat holds, Asher Mendelson holds, the professional game as a coach. These are high-risk positions. I think your comments are good. Remember, Steve Cherundolo spent a lot of time as an assistant coach on professional teams in the German Bundesliga as well. Came from the Las Vegas Lights. And also, you know, it's not bad when you have Carlos Vela and Gareth Bale and, you know, Giorgio Collini and Jose Cifuentes. You know, I'm not sure it's the fairest of comparisons, but I do not disagree for one second. I think that's a good call. It is not strictly about Paulo Nagamura. I think it's about history. I think it's about being conditioned to a low bar. And I also think players have a big responsibility in this. And players do get coaches fired based on performance. Paulo Nagamura wasn't on the field in the latter stages of those games that should have been managed out and won. He wasn't passing a ball. So I think it's a little bit of both. I say this respectfully to all the players on the Houston Dynamo and to everybody in the organization, but this was not an easy fix. We're going to ask Pat Onstad about that too. Did you know it was this deep down? Or, you know, Marlon, sorry we didn't get to you this segment, but coming up next, we will do an entire second hour with the Dynamo general manager. He is Pat Onstad. We will take a break here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Big thank you to our great friends at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Get down there. Go down there and speak to both Justin or Steven. They can get you in the BMW of your choice. Customer service is what it's all about down there at Advantage BMW in Midtown. You get down there, they'll get you in a pre-owned, a certified pre-owned, or a brand new BMW. It's Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. And Andrew Carlson, we're going to take a break right now. We will come back. Dynamo General Manager Pat Onstad on all things Dynamo next.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.